Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
I'm John Batchelor with Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online. The Colorado case, the arguments to be presented to the Supreme Court within hours on the 8th of February. It turns on the decision by the Colorado Supreme Court to declare that former President Trump is an insurrectionist. And the decision, the language that is used by the Secretary of State of Colorado, who I believe will be present in the oral arguments before the court and may speak, the decision was that, therefore, former President Trump is an ineligible insurrectionist. I come to Andy on this because there are blogs in all directions, and I've been reading them so much, I don't get confused, but I want to narrow it down to the three-case argument that is being made by, is said to be made by the Trump camp, the Trump lawyers, before the court. One that the President of the United States is not an officer of the United States. That's the language of the 14th Amendment, Section 3. Two, that no matter what you determine, no matter how you see this, because he's not an officer of the Supreme Court, of officer of the court, the statute was never meant for him. This is entirely about the 1860s. It's not about anything to do with today. And three, well, I forget three for the moment, Andy. The first two are enough. He's not an officer of the United States. And two, it's about the 1860s and not the 2020s.
Is an issue that has to be put in the context of the fuller text of the amendment. And I hesitate to do that because it's, I know it's sometimes difficult for people to follow when you read to them. But let me just talk, read what Section 3 says about the officials of the United States who would be banned by this insurrectionist disqualification. It says, no person shall be a senator or a representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office of the United States. In other words, be an officer of the United States. Now, the reason I think it's important to read that is the glaring omission here is if this was intended to apply to the president, why didn't the writers of the amendment simply write in the president, just like they wrote in senator and representative? And the reason for that, I believe, and notice, by the way, they even say elector for president or vice president. So it's not like they didn't have president and vice president on in the mind. But they didn't put it in the amendment. Now, why is that? Because this is an amendment that followed the Civil War, and what they were worried about was people in the states, officials elected by people in the Confederate states that might have been involved in the Confederacy. That was not an issue with the president and the vice president because they are elected nationally. They're the only officials who are elected by the whole country. So I don't think that that omission is an accident. I think it was quite intentional. And to say that a president is an officer of the United States simply does not match up with Supreme Court jurisprudence, which says that the president is the executive, the chief executive who appoints officers of the United States. If the president were an officer of the United States, that would mean the president could appoint himself, which obviously can't happen. So textually, I just don't think the argument makes sense that the 14th Amendment was intended to apply to presidents.
I'm glad you say that because you remind me, one of the arguments advanced is that the Supreme Court can decide this issue narrowly, textually, which is what you just emphasized, but that it has been encouraged or someone has said, no, we need a ruling, a much broader understanding of the word insurrection and the charges, much broader, and the Supreme Court needs to make some very clear decisions. All nine judges need to make some very clear decisions. Otherwise, this will come back and we'll have ambiguity and an upset populace. We have about a minute. Does that have weight, that the Supreme Court would need to be more grandiose and not textual?
I don't think so, John, because what the 14th Amendment also says in Section 5 is that Congress is empowered to enact procedures to effectuate the terms of the 14th Amendment. So I think in the face of that argument, what the court would say is that that's a task for Congress, mm-hmm. not for the court, and that to the extent Congress has done anything, it has enacted a criminal statute, an insurrection statute that nobody, including Trump, has been charged with.
Andrew McCarthy, National View Online, commenting on the decision made by the three-judge panel about the word immunity in former President Trump, anticipating the oral arguments before the Supreme Court within these next hours. And you can see Andy all day long on Fox Television commenting on the Supreme Court's case, the arguments, and the possibilities. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.